when you're born into something, you want to see things go proper and right, and that's what drives you.
Four!
Back then, someone would call you a nigger. Someone would call you boy. You know, you never was. I don't care how old a cat it was, he never was a man. He was always a boy.
Obviously, Bill, the immediate cause of your trouble is the way in which you swing the club through. That is, in the way you hit the ball.
Every once in a while, you would hear some racial slurs and so forth, but we didn't pay it any attention.
But it's useless to try to correct that until we're certain that what goes before is all right.
He was not going to go through the same situation, and that he was going to develop a passion for the game and want to play.
The game that would change their lives. Learning it and playing it any way they could.
I got just the place for low-cost housing. I have solved this problem. I know where we can build housing for the homeless. Golf courses.
25 feet uphill for birdie.
Well, I don't think much of the question because no helicopters have been procured for me to go to golf course. Thank you. That's all.
I think one of the things, again, speaking to what we see when somebody doesn't control their process, is that it's something that a golfer would never attribute to the golf ball.
Hillary Clinton now scheduled to go to Martha's Vineyard, where she'll join a party with President Obama. Mr. Obama on vacation with his family in Martha's Vineyard now, and as he does often during the weekend or on vacation, playing some golf.
In his spare time, Grant was also a passionate golfer and didn't like the idea of making a mound of dirt to tee up for every hole in the game of golf.
Confidence in my caddy was my first year caddy. And it was also the first year they started to cut it because of that. I was caddy for Bob Tosti. And at number 12, that hole, with all that wind, how it is, he walks up to me, he said, "Jerry, what you like?" I said, 7-iron. Bob Tosti, they called him the Mighty Mike. He was a little bit of the beard. They called him the Mighty Mike. I said, 7-iron. Doug Sanders was in the group with us. He said, "Bob, that's too much club. That's just too much, too much." He turned around and said, "What do you think, Jerry?" I said, "Hit the 8. And you know what happened? You went to the creek. And he told me when he come in, he said, "I don't give a darn what, so you make your mind up, and what you think is right, you stick to it."
You look at that little white ball, it's very little. You don't think of anything else when you're trying to hit that ball.
Honestly, look you in the eye and say that I see a trajectory, a positive trajectory in the kingdom. And it was a really good experience that I've had when I've been there. And I hope that continues.
But for McGinley, the Saudi-backed league is devastating. He is calling on the athletes to stand with 9/11 victims.
If you don't want to stand with us, the families, stand with the people that had to make a decision in those buildings. Should I jump from the 100th floor or should I burn alive?
Four!
How much land does it take?
You decide whether it's 9 holes, 18 holes, what type of golf course it'll be. And you look at the land, too, because some have good characteristics and then others are not so good. So you have to fit the golf course to the land.
We had made our own golf course on the school ground.
We had our golf course in the housing projects. We made our own course. We had dirt. You take a hole, put a hole, and put a can in it.
You must stop playing golf while you're running for president. Golf is a rich man's game, a dude's game. The working class isn't going to like you. At the very least, never permit yourself to be photographed on the golf course.
It has a really precise recipe that we're going to follow to achieve that performance characteristic.
Tradition unlike any other, the Masters on CBS with a 52nd consecutive.
In the 1950s, golfer Charlie Sifford won the Negro National Open 5 times in a row.
But by the time he became the first African-American to earn a PGA Tour card, most of his best golf was behind him. On the tour, Charlie was sometimes banned from clubhouse restaurants. Folks threatened him, shouted slurs from the gallery, kicked his ball into the rough. Charlie's laughing about that. My ball's always in the rough.
I never really thought of, even though I was in a disadvantaged situation, I never thought of myself as being disadvantaged in any respect. You know, I felt that even as a child, whatever I felt that I could do, I felt that I could do it and nobody could stop me from doing it.
You see, Jackie Robinson had nine guys behind him and he was in that stadium. I was out there in that fairway, you know, by myself. It ain't nothing tougher than a black man trying to break into a white man's sport. It's pretty tough.
But we are the byproduct of 400 years of an intentional effort to destroy us, to erase our memory, to separate us from the land of our ancestors, and to make us believe that we are less than, than we truly are. It's a miracle that we're still alive. It's a greater miracle that some of us have our minds intact.
A proper position at the top of the swing is worth some study in order to make clear what the backswing should accomplish. To show the full extent of the backward windup, two positions would have to be used.
One of the oldest golf clubs in the country, ran by black women, debuted a new statue to highlight the history of their organization.
Just the struggles that we have come through as a race, not just for golf, but for everything. And to see something like this happen for a group of black women, it is extraordinary.
What's your favorite hole at Augusta National?
I'd say either 13 or 14. I mean, 13 is a famous hole. Everybody knows about that. You know, that's the most beautiful part of that property down in the bottom along the creek with all the, you know, with just a million azaleas that are not in bloom this week, lying in the left side of the fairway on the other side of the creek from the golf hole. You know, it was a Civil War nursery.
And on my end, Walter Morgan and Calvin Peay, Jim Dent, all of those guys, you don't know how I feel. People like Greg Norman and all those great players. You have to go along with me. This is tough, I'm telling you.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama touched down in Edinburgh this morning. And where else would the keen golfer head to first than St. Andrews? He teed off on the old course just before 11 o'clock with a great shot down at the famous fairways.
The game of golf. Over the past two decades, improvements to equipment technology have helped the best and worst. Players hit the ball farther and straighter than ever before. Additionally, in part thanks to improvements in athletic gear, the game has seen the emergence of exciting new players that bring a new class of athleticism to the game. In fact, everywhere you look, from the clothing to the technology that is deployed to maintain golf courses, there is a tremendous amount of innovation in the game of golf. It should come as no surprise then that the oil and gas industries have played a key role driving much of this innovation.
I'm distressed to hear about the latest suicide bombers in Israel. For those who yearn for peace in the Middle East, for those in the Arab lands, for those in Europe, for those all around the world who yearn for peace, we must do everything we possibly can to stop the terror. There are a few killers who want to stop the peace process that we have started, and we must not let them. For the sake of humanity, for the sake of the Palestinians who suffer, for the sake of the Israelis who are under attack, we must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
All right, we need another. Our new speaker. You right? What? I'm trying to be talked out of the mug.
He's in church.
While they say yes or no, we was coming. Now, no bottom line, that was the bottom line too. We was coming if they said yes or no. They didn't tell us to come. We just let them know when we were coming.
The golfers who wanted to play here went to the city in a very peaceful manner and asked that they be allowed to play here. It took 6 years for the city council to agree to this. This was late 50s and early 60s, so you've got to put that in context as well of what was happening.
And I, for one, as a Muslim, believe that the white man is intelligent enough, if he were made to realize how black people really feel and how fed up we are without that old compromise and sweet talk. Why, you're the one that make it hard for yourself. The white man believes you when you go to him with that old sweet talk, because you've been sweet talking him ever since he brought you here. Stop sweet talking. Tell him how you feel. Tell him what kind of hell you've been catching, and let him know that if he's not ready to clean his house up, if he's not ready to clean his house up, he shouldn't have a house. It should catch on fire and burn down.
Tenía 7 años apenas. Apenas 7 años. ¿Qué 7 años? No llegaba a 5 siquiera. De pronto unas voces en la calle me gritaron, ¡negra!
¡Negra!
¿Soy acaso negra? Me dije.
Sí.
¿Qué cosa es ser negra?
There were times where folks didn't have the opportunities to play the game and now being able to do it, but also that it is something that is a benefit to the community, it's a resource.
Because I wanted to have some language that would actually remind us continually of the interlocking systems of domination that define our reality, and not to just have one thing be like, you know, gender is the important issue, race is the important issue. But for me, the use of that particular jargonistic phrase was a sort of shortcut way of saying all of these things actually are functioning simultaneously at all times in our lives, and that if I really want to understand what's happening to me right now at this moment in my life as a black female of a certain age group, I won't be able to understand it if I'm only looking through the lens of race. I won't be able to understand it if I'm only looking through the lens of gender. I won't be able to understand it if I'm only looking at how white people see me.
African Americans also experienced acculturation as a result of sustained domination by another culture. Before people from West Africa were captured and transported to the Americas to become slaves, they practiced hundreds of different religions, spoke just as many different languages, and had distinct modes of dress and vibrant, unique cultural practices. After a few hundred years of slavery, however, almost all African Americans would wear Western clothing, practice Christianity, and speak English. This is acculturation. It should be said, however, that some of these African religious and cultural beliefs live on, even though we may not always recognize them as such. Voodoo is a set of religious beliefs and practices that derive from the animistic religions of West Africa, for example.
The average golfer argues that the backswing makes little difference because he does not hit the ball with his backswing. But the answer is easy, that he can't swing through correctly unless his swing back brings him into a correct posture. Consistency in golf depends directly upon form.
An unsound swing may work well enough on occasion, but soundness of method is the only key to reliable performance.
Until civil rights time, then people got a little nervous of going to a facility that was a Black-owned, and my dad said, even friends of his from Minerva would say, well, what should we call you? We don't know what to call you now. And because of, you know, with all the, when all the riots and things occurred and Black Power, and it made people that were white uncomfortable of coming here because they didn't, they just didn't know.
Okay. And you, when you say we don't know what to call you, is that colored or Negro or Black?
Oh, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Or Mr. Or can we still call you Bill?
Yeah. That kind what of are thing? Those things?
Okay. Must have been an interesting time.
Yeah.
Decided she wanted to take up professional golf.
Here's former U.S. and Wimbledon tennis champion Althea Gibson Darbin into professional golf now.
And I don't know how she managed. I mean, how she managed even to play professional golf, I don't know. But to manage as an African American in those days really was a very difficult path to tread.
We were playing a tournament in Texas, and they wouldn't allow her in the clubhouse. So Lenny Wirtz was our tournament director, and all of us decided to not play that course and move someplace else where she would be accepted.
We took care of each other, you know, no matter what. I mean, we didn't believe in that. That's what we were fighting for, was equality.
And I guess what I'm really asking you is to, you know, peel it away a little bit. Just tell me, why do you think it is? Is there still that much prejudice?
No, I don't believe it's prejudice. I truly believe that they may not have some of the necessities to be, let's say, a field manager or perhaps a general manager.
You really believe that?
Well, I don't say that they're all of them, but they certainly are short. How many quarterbacks do you have? How many pitchers do you have that are Black? It saves.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I got to tell you, that sounds like the same kind of garbage we were hearing 40 years ago about players when they were saying, not really cut out. Hey, you remember the days, you know, they hit a Black football player in the knees, and you know, no, that really sounds like garbage. If you forget me saying so.
It's not garbage, Mr. Koppel, because I played on a college team, and the center fielder was Black, and then the backfield at NYU with a fullback who was Black. Never knew the difference of whether he was Black or white. We were teammates.
Instep of the left foot. There's no perceptible lateral movement of the hips during the backswing. I'm already well behind the ball, where I can move into the shot as I swing through. The turn of the body takes place approximately around the spine as an axis, and the head does not move appreciably either sidewise or in an up and down direction.
From the tee to the green, golf courses have been designed and maintained with advanced technologies that make use of these resources. Here, we've outlined some of the ways oil and gas are deployed to make the game of golf possible. Apparel. One of the most striking changes in golf over the past few decades can be seen in apparel. The modern player isn't forced to struggle through the summer heat in clothing made of heavy cotton. Instead, modern golf apparel makes use of synthetic technologies like polyester, which is a product that is made using petroleum and natural gas. These synthetic materials are lighter and more flexible, helping players to perform at their best in warm climates. Additionally, synthetic fibers have been used to produce better waterproof materials. These products are helpful for playing in the elements during the Open Championship, where it's the norm to play rain or shine and high winds are an everyday occurrence. Most recently, golf apparel manufacturers have been designing sun protective clothing, which provide protection from UV radiation. Equipment. One of the biggest stories in golf over the past two decades has been the rapid innovation in golf equipment. In fact, golf club technology has advanced so quickly that there are legitimate debates over whether or not all the new technology is making the game too easy. As is the case with golfing apparel, oil and gas have played a role in driving all of this innovation. Today, golf clubs are manufactured using a wide variety of materials including metals and plastics, all of which make use of oil and gas in their production processes. Plastics are produced primarily from natural gas and crude oil refining feedstocks.
President Clinton continued his vacation Tuesday by playing a round of golf on Martha's Vineyard, an island off Massachusetts. The first family is staying on a 25-acre estate owned by a Boston businessman who's a friend of the Clintons.
Made certain deals. If it weren't for golf, big deals.
The only time we saw him play golf with a leader, the president gave Japan's prime minister.
I accept this award on behalf of my entire family.
Bill Powell was stationed in England and Scotland during World War II, where he was able to play golf by borrowing members' golf clubs and playing their golf courses. Upon returning home to the States, even as a soldier fighting for his country, he was not welcome at golf courses in his own country because of the color of his skin. So he felt that the only choice he had was to create an opportunity for all people to play this game and to somehow find a way to build a golf course.
Standing, what feeling about the black experience in America in the 20th century?
Well, I think you'll come away with the idea and the knowledge that black Americans have their own culture, that while we share some commonalities as American, that there are things that are unique and peculiar to us. While we all decorate our houses, we do it differently. We all, our social intercourse is different. And so much of what we do, although we do all do the same things, that we do it differently. And you will have seen the way that black America does it.
Is it a story of oppression?
It's a large part of the of black American story is a story of oppression, of course, yes.
And what is the quality of black Americans that you want to communicate? And the sense of
that
you we have much to be proud of in our culture and much to be proud of in our connection.
It's the resiliency of the human spirit. And to see that despite the oppression, to see that spirit remain vital and strong and to continue to express life and to express it with a certain vigor even, despite all of the problems that are attendant to being black in America.
Why is there so much resilience?
It's just simply the nature of the people. I think it's a spiritual connection. It's
spiritual.
It's just without question. Yeah, it's how you approach life, your worldview, the ability to possibly the ability to sing that song, that spiritual song, the ability to absorb and not be broken.
All of these technologies have helped to make the easier, allowing more people to enjoy the game. At the highest levels of competition, new equipment technology helps players to shape shots more easily and allows the best players to routinely hit 300-yard drives. Golf course. Nearly every part of the golf course and all of the equipment needed to maintain it rely on products that are made from oil and gas. Irrigation pumps, sprinkler heads, and piping are generally all made from plastics. The fertilizers used to keep the course in top condition and the pesticides used to protect players from insects are all made using oil and gas products. The flag sticks, cups, and hazard paints are all made using plastics or other substances derived from oil and natural gas. Finally, the lawnmowers and gardening equipment that are used to maintain the best conditions all run on oil and gas. Conclusion: golf began in the year 1457. Since then, millions have adopted the game and nearly 34,000 golf courses have been developed across the world. In the modern era, oil and gas have played a role in developing the game we all enjoy today.
The economic myths and the dynamism of our free enterprise system and individual initiative. How profits translate into food on our table, into more jobs and better jobs, into goods and services that we all enjoy.
Wherever you may be watching around the world, we are grateful to have you with us. I want to extend a special welcome to our friends at Payne College, and of course, the many family and friends of our guest honorary starter, Mr. Lee Elder. Lee Elder is the first black man to compete in the Masters, and in doing so, blazed a trail that will inspire the game of golf and future generations of players.
So is it the ultimate test of golf?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would say yes without doctoring the course up so much like they do the U.S. Open. So they doctored the U.S. Open up so much they got rough that high and all that stuff. If you missed the fairway, you're dead then.
Right.
But you don't have to doctor that golf course up a whole lot because like Thomas said, you don't ever have the same shot at no time. and no level shots at any time. You got up here, down here, side here.
Now let's talk water. Water usage and golf courses. Here's the thing about water, if you didn't know, it's actually a finite resource. Clean water, that is. I'm sure we all know the earth is composed of like 2/3 water, approximately, but not all of that is drinkable. So this is where it comes in. I don't really see that big of an issue with golf courses in areas where it rains. Like, I did not have any problem with golf courses when I lived in Ohio, because Ohio has plenty of space and it rains frequently. So there was not much of an issue. But when I moved to Okinawa, there's very limited space on that island, and there were several golf courses on that island. And then I moved here. There's still plenty of space in Nevada. If you've ever been out west, it's so spacious. But water, water is the main issue out here.
It was his first time ever there. No one has done that since the 30s. And he won the tournament.
And what's that mean to the caddy?
As far as he said he played like a blind man with a seeing eye dog. That's what he said.
Like a blind man with a seeing eye dog.
And these plastic products are used to help bind the separate parts of the club together. Club heads are milled to perfection using heat and materials supplied from petroleum and natural gas. They are then bonded to the shaft using epoxies that are also derived from petroleum. Club shafts employ a large array of materials, with the most advanced products making use of advanced plastics and graphite, which is the crystalline form of carbon. In addition to the clubs, both gas and electric golf carts derive their energy from oil and gas, and many of the parts of these vehicles are constructed using plastic. Finally, golf balls are made using several different types of plastic, with the outer layer usually made up of a thermoplastic and the core designed using a petroleum-based polymer called polybutadiene.
Boring record. Well, I know one thing. I'm glad I was here to watch it. I know there's a lot of people feel the same way. I just enjoy watching great golf, and it means so much to see someone like this handle himself this way. And
you learn the rules. You follow the rules. It's a meritocracy. You win by going to the course and beating the course. You treat each other with respect. It's a great sport. And now these guys are just throwing that away, throwing the honor of your commitment to an entity, an organization that made you wealthy for playing a game.
There it is, a win for the ages.